Are we ready to go?
We're going.
We're officially recording.
Hello, folks.
Wow, this is the earliest we've got in here.
This is great.
I'm grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. I'm grateful because, you know, it's nice and sunny out. I love it.
I'm grateful we're 12 days away from spring. Oh. I'm grateful for a dry erase board.
Which one?
Okay, stop it. I'm grateful for everybody tuning in today to listen to this. I'm grateful for getting to episode 18 of Plantspiration Unplugged.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I'm grateful that I heard birds chirping this morning. That was amazing. And I'm grateful for you guys showing up. This is John and Stephanie Ignoffo. We're founders of Plantspiration. And welcome to Plantspiration Unplugged. We started this Plantspiration so we could help people go whole food plant-based, reverse their disease, feel amazing, help the animals and the planet.
So thank you. I love that. John said, people know us for losing 250 pounds as a family, reversing a slew of our own chronic diseases, including heart disease, autoimmune. And now people know us for reaching and teaching people all over the globe how to get healthy too. I want to remind everybody, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and help us save more lives. I'm so grateful for everybody who's tuning into this. I'm grateful for all the feedback. And I can't even, well, I'm so grateful for that Saturday support group because that's why we ran up here.
That was awesome. that was great.
Let's go. It's fire.
It is fire.
What are you thinking? Because you've got a big smile on your face.
I was just like going to take a drink and it's like, you got like four drinks. I have like a tea and a water.
Well, I always come prepared.
Yep. I slammed my smoothie and juice already because they're good.
The orange juice, people ask, what do you got in it? It's two pounds of carrots,
like lightning,
couple oranges, a little bit of ginger, a little bit of apple goes in that.
It's amazing.
And then we've got the hypernutrient smoothie.
Yeah.
Talk about dopamine. Mm-hmm. This can go up and higher.
Like that's right.
That's how I feel when I'm on this.
That's what I mean. It's like lightning in a jar. The energy is amazing.
That's how we're doing it.
Right, Tommy? And everybody else? You got these smoothies and stuff, man. Oh, gosh.
Well, first of all, I love that we're making it to episode 18. It seems almost unbelievable. I want to tell you something, by the way.
Yeah, didn't we have stats about that?
That I always look up before we start. You know, maybe I'll just say, you know, that's the micro win. That's the dopamine that I use to get this kind of going. Hold on, I'll read it. Here's a dopamine hit. The podcast has reached on YouTube, that's the only number I know how to see, 27.7 thousand views.
Oh, wow.
27.7 thousand views. And our YouTube channel has gotten 323 thousand views.
Wow.
Now, I know there's billions of people out there.
Yeah.
I know there's billions. I mean, people with YouTubes with billions of views.
This is exciting, though.
I don't think about, well, I got to get that far.
Oh, no.
I just think, look what we did. We've got one more follower. Speaking of, why am I leaned over? Look at this.
I don't know. What's going on?
Well, because I guess I want to talk to you.
Turn. Yes.
I haven't seen you. Turn.
Hello. I can't. It's a swivel chair. Remember? You're like, these are great.
This is a little bit better.
Hi. And welcome.
I just thought, is this one of the days that I didn't curl the back of my
head? Oh, no. No, it looks good.
I did. It looks okay. So,
it looks really good on Spotify.
Oh, 10,000.
No video there yet. No.
10,900 subscribed on YouTube.
Wow. That's pretty darn cool.
18 weeks ago, we had 2,200 people.
Wow.
I want to say thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
That means the world. So when people say, hey, what gets you motivated?
Mm-hmm. That
I wake up and I'm like, oh my gosh, look what we've done. Look what we've done. And look what we've done to the people who are crushing it over here. Congratulations.
Yeah, seriously.
We just came in here to kind of talk about that.
Great meeting this morning. Yeah.
It sets the tone for gratitude.
Yeah.
And self-autonomy was like the topic is how I feel like this was about self-autonomy.
We've heard so many people come around and that's what all the goodness that they're just talking about is, well, that's what it is. You took it on yourself.
That's all we kept hearing about. People this morning were all about, you know, I get distracted. My doctor says one thing, but I know that this is the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what strips us from that? Well, right there.
Yeah.
You know, my doctor said that this doesn't work or this shouldn't, you should be taking some medications. And I'm not telling anybody to not take meds. That's not what I'm saying.
No.
What I want people to do is be self-autonomous, you know, own your own actions, your own decisions, your own habits. We need this because nobody's going to do it for you. And in Saturday support group, what we just heard was a bunch of people basically saying, I realize nobody's going to do this for me.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has all the books.
Everybody.
If you're listening, there's a 90% chance that you have more than 5 books.
Mm-hmm.
I just made that statistic.
No, up. I love it though.
Well, because that's kind of the information I get.
Well, they got this doctor book and that book and that book and those recipes and all the different things. And that's fantastic.
How many times? We're not saying about that?
Don't look for information or learn the information, right. But once you learn it, like, let's apply it.
That's
one more cookbook isn't going to help you get healthier.
That's where we're seeing the most changes.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to do it for you. And that people come in all the time and they're like, I need recipes. I need a menu. Mm-hmm. I need you to cook my meals.
I need all the stuff in your portal.
I need all the stuff there. And they're really surprised when things don't start off like that.
No.
There's a different approach.
Yeah. It's showing up.
Getting them to be self-autonomous.
Yeah.
Something we're stripped of.
I didn't even really realize that because it was just like, you got to be self-autonomous. Nobody's going to go to the gym for you or, you know, do this or do that for you. You kind of have to do that yourself. But then learning that it can be stripped from you or you're in a circumstance.
Yeah, that I've said.
It's hard to achieve.
That's what people are realizing.
Mm-hmm.
They have to make their own medical decisions. They have to make informed medical decisions. They have to, you know, find the right resources and information. And there's just hearing that this morning about Oprah talking about the,
oh man,
was it Ozempic or one of those?
One of the GLP.
I mean, just that the reach that she has and that she's out there using that platform to, I mean, have you read the side effects?
It's bad.
And that's things that people are the obstacles people in the group are facing. You know, they see people, mm-hmm. These people know. They know that's why they're doing this. They know that we have our own GLP-1 hormone. We eat enough of the right foods. We set it off.
It works with excellent side effects, eating the plants off your own GLP-1.
We came in here kind of hot because I'm just thinking of the person who's lost 25 pounds and she talked about how by now she would have gained it back then some, you know, and that it's come off consistently. Oh, basically, everybody's coming in here getting younger.
Yeah, really. Totally.
They're getting healthier. They're getting losing healthier. Weight. They're keeping it off. Mm-hmm. We're a little pumped up from that. But
anyway,
we're going to go over a little bit of more of that in today's episode.
Yeah.
We're going to be bringing in the Plantspiration Health Report, which I'm living for.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm living for it.
I think it's great because now it surprises me when I open up the.
Is it good?
The thing, you know, because it calculates itself. So.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
So, since we finally had a minute in here, what a week. This was one of the first weeks that I really couldn't keep up.
You were like, yeah.
My week, I missed an email, which I haven't done in I don't know how long, that all of a sudden, in the middle of the day, I'm like, oh my goodness, I forgot to send out a whole group email. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Well.
That's a big deal. It's something threw us off, you know, when your kids call. You're there.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Mom, I'm not feeling so good.
Boom. Oh, my God.
Cancel my calls.
That video, that was a story, just drop everything. Honey, are you okay?
It doesn't matter how old they are.
No,
it doesn't. It's like I get excited at the opportunity to be there to help.
I know.
That's what I get into. Like,
I'm grown now. You'll always be my kid. All right?
Yeah. It was just a very busy week that that podcast episode came out.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get a chance to listen to that?
I did. Thank listen you. Where was with the fit vegan?
Yeah, Maxim.
Yeah, nice guy. Nice. Good interview. You guys, yeah, you did good. Talking about
the
goodness.
Where the cat was barfing in the background, attacking me during the interview.
Yeah.
I was like, for goodness sakes. But did you notice? I
didn't watch it. I listened to it. you know, I was while I was working.
Well, so. I know when I'm in the middle of an
but
interview.
But I didn't hear any cat barfing.
Well, yeah, I was trying to talk over it really loud like this. Like, thanks. Yes, we've lost weight. We've eaten plants. And all of a sudden.
He's in the background. You know that. Oh, boy. That's ridiculous.
So let me know when you finish it, by the way, and how it goes.
Yeah, yeah. That was funny.
What was it?
It was. Because he could see the cats there messing with you first.
He did right? see it, right?
Yeah, yeah. But it's like, hey, we're all about the animals here. It's fine. You're good.
I can't look. I can't see it. I can't hear it. That's why we don't edit anything over here.
You don't watch anything.
Well.
Yeah, like I mean, you're doing it. You're doing the work, so.
Like, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, I could see not. You know, you're doing the work or whatever, like you're pumping out videos and different things. You know, go back and watch, sit there and watch them all. You know, you just, boom, keep going forward.
I cannot. I mean, I did the interview.
Yeah.
I said what I had to say.
That was awesome. It was a good interview. The story just.
I don't want to hear my voice.
Nobody wants to hear their voice.
I'm just like that. I don't want to hear it. So I got really good at just posting and ghosting. Like, here it is. Here's the, you know. Actually, I still have to share the video. I was so busy, I didn't even get to share this interview. Oh, wow. And I knew it was a good one. He was great. It was
good.
Like this, you know what I mean? Yeah. It was like pointing to my eyes and pointing to yours. Like, yeah. I totally get it. His story is unbelievable. So we'll post that. We'll share that on my social media so everybody could get a listen. It's awesome, I'm sure.
Then he did another one yesterday. Was it yesterday? You just interviewed another?
Seeing Scott again.
Yeah.
Scott Fulton, yeah. Weltspan. He said, "Can I? You know, can we do a little update?" He was the first person,
very first one, right,
like, to interview me for a podcast, and that was like right when COVID started. Mm-hmm. He interviewed me for that, and
yeah, like around like almost 5 years ago.
It was like right when I started. I might have just become a Food for Life instructor. Yeah, it was just my first year. Wow. And what he does is he teaches basically longevity. He's a professor, teaches longevity. He talks about it. He's got a new book out, this Weltspan. Mm-hmm. And I just got excited to have this interview with him because it's just a little bit different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're talking about kind of a little bit about this self-autonomy. You know, he's teaching people that you can make these changes.
Right.
And live longer. But he gets into money and financial stuff. But
well,
just
you need
awesome.
That for longevity too, you know.
So I was excited about all that. I mean, and then I even had one call where I was like, I can't do this right now.
Oh, I can't believe it. Google called you. What a week you had back and forth again with it.
I've never done that. Where I'm just in the middle of something and I was just so, like, there was so much going on. I just was like, I knew I scheduled this call.
Yeah, you had calls and then you were like, getting ready for the interview you had earlier.
There was a lot going on, and I just said I almost hung up my laptop. I was like, I'm just done. I was getting frustrated because I couldn't understand like where he was navigating, and we were clicking, and I knew I just wasn't in the right frame of mind. There was so much going on, so I took a polite opportunity to just say, I am really sorry. I'm going to need to reschedule this because I'm not in the headspace for this meeting.
Yeah, you
right
couldn't
now.
Focus.
I didn't want to waste his
time. You got an interview
time.
Coming. Yeah, let's postpone.
So I didn't want to waste his time. I didn't want to be one of those pain in the butt people like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I want to be present for it. And I wasn't, you know, stuff happens. You know, we have those moments where it's just like, wow, it's not working.
Yeah, you didn't try to muddle through it. And you were just right up front, listen, reconvene.
I'm actually going to be reconvening today at 4 with him.
Oh, okay.
But it was a busy week. We did a class on fighting cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Really try. I've taught so many.
Kicked its butt.
Classes on fighting cancer, and I'm very involved with the Let's Beat Breast Cancer campaign. Mm-hmm. But what a refresher to just kind of take all the information and then kapow, bring it to people.
That's
Every bite we're either feeding or fighting disease.
Yeah.
Why aren't we talking enough about that to be self-autonomous? To get people to be like, I know that I can make the decision to go into the grocery store now. I know that my doctor does not have all the latest information on nutrition.
Right.
My doctor was not taught how to reverse disease. Should I keep going about all the things people are learning over here?
Yeah.
Well, you know, then I go through my grocery haul on Wednesday.
Tuesday
for the Wednesday night class.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you come in and you pull it all together on Wednesday night.
Oh, we have a great time. I love doing a class. It's just awesome.
What was the highlight?
I don't know. That,
do you need a refresher?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was just a good class. It's always a good class. People kicking butt. Making
do you remember?
Delicious
it was like
food.
A huge testimony.
Yeah. I'll let you. I mean, I remember.
Oh, you're right. We're doing it in the health report. That's no, a big one.
That's all right. You can do it now. That's you heard
shrinking
about.
Shrinking tumors.
Mm-hmm.
My doctor has reported that my tumor is shrinking.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Now that's a commercial to dance around.
Yeah, yeah.
These designer drug commercials where people are jumping all over, dancing to music, pooping their pants.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
That's
this
like,
is worth dancing about.
Yeah, definitely. I could see us at Plantspiration dancing.
A1C is getting to normal, reversing pre-diabetes.
Just everybody doing great.
I can't wait. Last
getting
week
done
was,
with their glucose monitors and
what?
Stuff.
Yeah. Last week was 1,414 pounds. This is why I'm so excited to get in here to talk a little bit about more about what we're doing, why we're doing it. This is why we're here. We're actually, I'm having fun doing this.
Yeah, for sure.
18 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's getting easier?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. The more you do something, the easier it gets usually.
What way? What's easier? What do you think?
It just, well, the more you do it, I'm more comfortable. I'm more chill, you know.
You are definitely more comfortable.
We're just talking about whatever we're talking about.
What are we talking about?
Well, we were talking about all the podcasts in this crazy week.
It was a crazy
week. I mean, mine was just jam-packed with tooling, making different tools for new spring jobs.
New?
Yeah.
What do your springs even do?
A lot of them are in cars, like under the seat, or those weird curly ones under the hood where you open it up. It's like this curl spring.
The one where I'm trying to open it to get the hood open?
No, not that. I don't know if we do that spring, but the actual hood springs that lifts the hood up when you pop it up and go, yeah. Those seating, a lot of seats. And wire form stuff that is like then welded or stitched or however it is together inside seats even. There's just a lot of different things we do.
I've seen the boxes of springs and it's like insane. There's boxes the size of this room.
Oh yeah,
with springs. Yeah. What's the biggest spring that you guys make?
I don't know. It's
is there like
just
a smallest
even
spring?
We make little tiny little things that are just crazy.
Okay, so
like
I've also seen
springs
you do
for everything. I don't
there
know.
And since you
and little weird bent. You know, they call them wire forms, you know, a little bent thing. It works as a spring, but it's not like a spring. Like, doesn't look like a spring. It's just a bent piece of metal.
Imagine if we didn't have springs in our life.
Hmm.
Who invented springs? Do you guys go over that over there, too, since
no,
it's a spring capital?
No.
Spring. Well, it is.
It's awesome. We have I have a good time, though. I love building new tooling and stuff or
what
whatever
does that
it's
mean?
For. Well, here we got to bend this thing this way and around this radius. So I'll make a special tool with a radius and to match it, a little spinner thing that bends the metal around it. Or
I'm not really just, sure.
No, you'd have to see it. I'll put some videos up.
Yeah, I need a visual of it.
Yeah.
I can't. I mean, you're showing me, but I know springs are in everything. I know springs are everywhere. I was springing. I know that they're in that trampoline.
And it's almost springtime.
And
actually, those are bungee cords. So.
Oh, they're not springs?
No. It's the new age.
Okay.
Rebounders are like bungee cords, baby bungees.
Well, I guess that's.
And they're springy, though.
They're springy. It's just amazing what you did. I mean, I remember a lot of... you've done more than springs, though. People are listening. They're like, this dude makes springs. You've brought home the Jeep handle.
Oh, yeah. This is just where I've been working the past 5 years.
You've brought home instruments that you put in your body when they're doing surgery, and they move the organs around.
Yep.
I've seen you do some crazy stuff.
Yeah. It's fun. I love it.
A lot
of different tools. Yeah. Biopsy devices or bone marrow tools when they're going to get some bone marrow out of your hip. Stuff like that.
Remember I called you? I was like, hey, I'm with Oma right now and she's getting the biopsy. I said,
yeah, it's one of those blue handles, isn't it?
It's in the basement. I said, there's all this medical equipment. But
yeah,
busy week.
It's fun. Yeah. Just cranking that out and working here in my shop, doing some work. Just got some orders for parts. That's great. What? How was your week?
I just said it was
crazy. You
know, it was crazy. I got distracted. We had the. I'm just trying to catch up right now with emails and to do stuff, but I just keep. You know what? I'm getting so many messages from everybody about how great they're doing. So then it just gets me even more excited. And I just keep, like, that's just kind of how it goes for me.
Heck yeah.
I am just living on this adrenaline of, look what's happening.
It's awesome.
Maybe we came in here too soon after the Saturday support group.
Maybe we should just, I want to get an update. Maybe we'll just do the Planspiration Health
Let's
report.
Do it right now. I can't even wait. Yeah. This health report was one of the greatest things we've done, actually. It's making me just want to get in here every week, because where else are you hearing all the 1,414 pounds last week?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
I'm refreshing. I'm getting the latest numbers.
I can't believe how little that laptop looks.
Right.
That's the laptop. This is, first it started on my phone, then it started on my laptop. Is it still bigger?
Yeah, it's bigger than it was earlier, so that's cool.
And then this, okay, let's just get to
it. Let's get it. Who's this week's Planspiration Health Report sponsored by?
It's going to be sponsored by Myers. I mean, they packed my grocery cart with plant warfare, the same plants that I'm teaching people every week, either feed disease or fight disease. Most people don't even know where to begin to get healthy. Most people don't know where to begin. And we just heard about it all morning that people are getting self-autonomous. They're learning that nobody's going to do it for them by all these amazing things we're learning here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what this is leading up to.
Tell me.
The Plantspiration Health Report.
The Plantspiration Health Report, yeah.
Drum roll, claps, what do we got going on this week?
It's awesome. Drum roll. Well, I mean, people are, and these are a bunch of different people this week. A lot of people, and you can't see other people's things. You just go fill it out, and this is great. It's like, I have so much more energy. I'm sleeping much better. I feel better, more energy. I'm eating more calories and not having to take as much insulin. Like, people are trying to wrap their heads around, eat your plants off.
I'm really, really proud and grateful of the classes. These Eat Your Plants Off classes have absolutely made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
There's no confusion is what we've done. There's no confusion. You know, everybody's coming here because almost everybody is already very fluent in plant-based nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
They've got, like you said, they've got the books, they've got the stuff. And this is exactly it. Like, what stops people? What strips them of that self-autonomy? And why is it happening over here? Well, because people are crushing it, because they're doing it together. This support is everything. The coaching throughout the week is very beneficial, is what the feedback has been.
Yeah, that's key.
This week was all about mindful eating, and it was hard for people to put their fork down, chew until they can't chew anymore, or turn the TV off, or take it in. But we've been talking about leveling up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll get into that.
And they're trying. They're working on it.
They are leveling up.
They're doing better. Yeah.
I gave good descriptions today.
That's right.
So let's hear the Plantspiration Health Report.
Less pain and less joint pain, insulin reduction.
Results typical.
Other people, I'm feeling lighter and have more energy.
Results typical.
What was our weight we lost? You know, what were we up to?
Last week we were at 1,414 pounds. And this week?
This week we are at 1,451 pounds.
I'll take it. Holy cauliflower.
Right?
Isn't that awesome? Broccoli. Woo. Holy broccoli.
Woo. It was awesome.
People are, and it isn't just about the weight.
No, it's
about feeling better. It's about living longer. Mm-hmm. It's about building their self-confidence. It's about just, they have hope.
They're crushing it.
And even when
good
people.
Good job.
Good job, Choo-choo. Thank you.
I know, but you're really taking on the, you know, doing all the coaching and during the week, the support with the live coaching, the groups, it's just amazing.
I couldn't do any of this if it wasn't for you.
I'm telling you, we hear from everybody, though. There's nothing like this.
I couldn't do it without you, so thank you for supporting me while I am doing all these things. You know what I mean? That's super, super important.
This is awesome.
And I just, I've been working with people for a long time. I'm learning what's working.
Mm-hmm.
We're bringing it in.
Exactly.
We're bringing it in. And you heard it this morning over and over. What do you hear?
The people are doing it. What do you mean? They're crushing it. They're
taking action. They go from this. They're taking action. They all say, I have all the books. I've read all the, I've watched all the videos. I've read all the stuff. Uh-huh. You know, and everybody gets a little stuck. Everybody gets a little stuck. We get stuck, you know.
Definitely.
But how do you move forward from that kind of stuff? How do you build that self-autonomy? How do you own your own actions and make your own decisions? And people don't love when I say, nobody's going to do it for you, or I can't. And
but
I don't ever want it to come out not nice. Like, I can't do this for you is not what I would ever say. My job is to help them build the healthy habits that get them there.
Right.
Willpower is separate. Yeah. A lot of people think this is willpower.
Yeah, there's something different between that.
This is building habits and repeating them.
That's right.
And that's how 1,456.
51.
51.
1,451, yeah.
That's amazing.
That is awesome.
Well, it's because a lot of people said they gamified it this week.
Yeah. Tell me about that. Tell me about gamifying. I love when we gamify things. Tell me about this Pac-Man thing you were talking about.
Well, I say to people, that's how I see things. Sometimes it's how I see things. You know, if you're playing the video game, Pac-Man, right? And what is he doing?
He's like, eating all the ball, all the dots.
And isn't that kind of like boosting his energy?
Oh, yeah. That's
so
like
that is my dopamine.
Oh, okay.
Look at the numbers. Yeah. Wah, 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 you know,
yeah,
the numbers are going up. That makes me want to move forward a little bit.
Sure.
And, you know, and then there's those, is it ghosts?
Yeah.
That's negativity.
Yeah, right.
And aren't you always running from the ghosts?
Yeah.
Who runs into the ghosts?
Well, only on accident.
That's like, to me, it's only on accident. Most people are running from the ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
So I see the ghosts as.
Yeah, what's the ghost?
Like media, negative people, negative comments, you know, things that would halt me from doing my job, you know.
Like the billboards on the side road, a big burger on it, or come into our restaurant, or commercials with this stuff that's unhealthy.
I guess the ghost could be unhealthy stuff too. Yes. Yeah, it could be, you know, a lot of the misinformation. It could be
the billboard that says milk does a body good.
That's a definite ghost, like, you know, kind of creeping up on you because so many people are seeing that and they believe that. I mean, look at what that marketing stunt did.
Yeah, it did a lot of damage.
It increased a lot of heart disease, I can tell you that much. Yeah, it increased cancer. Sure. It increased bone
loss.
Bone loss. It probably caused more fractures. I mean, that's what the studies show.
Yeah, right.
So that's the ghost running around in our in our lives if we gamify it. The commercials on TV, ask your doctor. See, that's the kind of stuff that could take people out.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the stuff.
Hey, that could Doc, take you is out. This right for me? Oh, well, yeah, hell yeah, it is. I got a payment coming up in my Beamer.
I want it. There it is. My the negativity can be things that deplete your dopamine.
Yeah,
you know, nobody's watching TV and boosting their dopamine or media or news or stuff like that. I'll just say that.
Yeah,
you know, that's not pumping up dopamine. That's like the ghost coming after you. Like there's bad stuff going on. Here's the thing. I'm not trying to ignore what's going on.
No.
You know, but
I know the ghost is there, but I'm not going to pay attention to it.
Right. We can walk away from it. We can go ahead and level up and be happy. Being happy isn't going to make the things go away. It's, you know, the ghosts go away. It's just going to help you navigate through it.
Yeah.
So the ghosts are like the negativity, I tell people. The more they eat those,
blueberries.
Then those blueberries and stuff is like the big dopamines, like you hit a goal.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's micro wins or the little ones that build the dopamine. And then the big ones floating around exactly are like.
Then it's like you can eat that ghost up. You're not even worried about
it. Exactly. That. It's like you can just cruise right through everything. Mm-hmm. And I look at stuff like that. There is negative stuff coming all the day. I mean, I'm talking in a health-wise, the negative stuff that holds people back. But, you know, my brain can immediately flip over to the business aspect of my life. You know, negative stuff comes in there. I've been dealing with some of this paperwork stuff, but I just think about what the outcome of this is going to be when I get to the next level. It's all going to work out. You know, we're going to get through that. Failure is not, that's feedback.
Yeah, right.
You know, just like playing a game, when you fail going down some of those aisles, I guess they would say it. You, I mean, just think about when we look at how many quarters we would put into the games.
Oh, man.
We knew that we had to fail, though. We didn't like...
That's get, part of the game.
It's part of the game.
That's, and that's how you learned.
How to go up and higher when it comes to the levels. So I just try to explain to people, this isn't just about coming in here and saying, I need to, you know, have this happen. It's like, we need to make some habits that are going to last forever so mm-hmm. that we don't keep going through this. You know, like we heard that people reverberate this morning.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants a pill.
Oh,
they don't want the truth. And that's, this is what works.
And seriously, it's just way off.
That was a long-winded...
All the stuff.
What do you got over there?
No, I'm just
what do you got in your notes? Things. Now you've got the notes.
I
came with none.
That's good. It works out great. It's great. I'm just looking at, you know, flipping the switch. How to build it? How do you build it? How do you build self-autonomy?
How do you build it? The micro wins. You have to...
Do it.
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot to that question. How do you build it? First, it's like you got to think about like how we got stripped of it.
Yeah.
I talked about that just a little bit right now. You know, you go to the pediatrician and they say you have to drink calcium.
Yeah, you got to drink milk for your calcium.
You know, we should be giving them some proteins because they haven't really been taught.
Start them off with some scrambled eggs, you know.
Yeah. That's
Please don't.
So right there, if we can think about that, if we can just have a talk about this, that is when you get stripped of self-autonomy. You know, people are raised in environments where their choices are shaped by cultural norms, and that's just it right there.
Yeah,
you know, you go to the doctor, you get told by an authority figure, this is how you should be eating, this is how you should be doing it. From a young age, we're conditioned to follow specific behaviors.
Wow, that you is know, so
without
true.
Questioning them.
Yeah.
So that's how we got stuck. We didn't question it when we were told, hey, give the kids dairy. Hey, give the kids meat. You know, here, this is how you should diet. Cut your calories. Do this. Eat more protein.
We're never even really taught, hey, you should question where all this stuff's coming from.
Well, and then we've got a food industry, okay, heavily marketing processed foods, unhealthy foods, making people believe that they have free choice while they actually have... They're limiting their awareness of healthier options. I mean, it's bombarding people.
Seriously, it's terrible. I mean, it's just too much to all this coming at you. How do you focus and really take stripped. Control?
There it is. It's like it's getting stripped. Schools. Here's another way that we get stripped of self-autonomy. It's not like you're going into school and they're talking about, hey, here's proper nutrition, you know. Protein comes from plants and dairy is a carcinogen and processed meats are a class one carcinogen. Let's think about that.
Wow.
These are known carcinogens, but you go to school, you know, and here
it's in the lunchroom.
The meat and dairy industry is making sure that the subsidies are in place so that the school gets this stuff. They're not thinking about health. They're thinking about money. And this is how we get stripped of our self-autonomy. Well, if the schools are just, you know, having us eat it, it must not be that bad.
Right. If the doctor's telling us to do it, the school's shoving it at us, like this is how it's supposed to be.
This is how people learn to eat. This is how people learn to function. We go to school and we learn how to eat. And this is what they're teaching people. And doctors are still in school eating the same junk, okay, doing the same stuff. And learning the same information, which isn't about reversing disease.
And that needs to change.
It should. Well, it's been around for a long time, like we said last time. But this is why lifestyle medicine is so important. Then there's misinformation.
Oh, my God.
Look at the stuff going on in the internet. I just saw a commercial that fiber causes constipation.
What? Oh, yeah. What in the hell was that?
What? is happening. This is
is ridiculous.
And somebody shared it. And then somebody else
and
shared
it. Goes on
I couldn't believe the views of misinformation is what I see over and over and over again. And I'll just say, I mean, social media is not the place that you should be getting information.
No.
At all.
No.
Copy, share, paced good stuff, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. stuff that you know, evidence-based stuff, but there's a lot of stuff that people don't look into then.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you're here and you know plant-based, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We're sharing the latest in evidence-based nutrition and real world testimonies of people reversing disease. It's
I mean, just the stuff you see posted sometimes on Facebook, it's like, are you really? I'm like, it can't be.
I post and ghost. Yeah. I look for the positive stuff. I got these negativity ghosts coming after me. I mm-hmm. see this stuff. I don't stop and say to people, hey, did you know meat's a carcinogen?
No.
That's not my job. My job is to say, if you want to learn about it when you're ready to be learning how to take care of yourself,
right.
undo the unhealthy habits that the school's been feeding you. And then this week, listen to that. Hmm. We had watched somebody post that picture about what the snacks are at work.
I don't remember.
You were so busy, you probably didn't see in the group. In the group all week long, people are posting dopamine hits mm-hmm. after dopamine hits. And you heard it this morning. Even though we're all eating the same, it's incredible to watch in the Plantspiration Facebook group the amount of normalcy going on for food. It is no contest for looks. It is no contest for who's better mm-hmm. than ever anyone. It's about, this is what I'm eating. I'm accountable. I'm consistent.
Yeah, this is what I'm doing for me. Check it out, you guys.
That's that building self-autonomy when you see other people doing this, reversing disease, mm-hmm. losing weight, feeling great. This is, oh, wow, look at the habits she's talking about. She's journaling. She's coming to the support group. She's learning about nutrition, building the self-autonomy up that we were stripped of mm-hmm. by watching the garbage that goes into the TV mm-hmm. and then out into the room. There's no coincidence that when mm-hmm. we got healthy, that turning the TV off played a role in that.
Yeah, it brought it to another level.
Think about it. Why did I shut it off?
Because it was all BS.
The commercials for the food was the first reason I shut it off.
Yeah, like I just can't deal with this, all the food commercials.
Stop right there and think about how I built my self-autonomy up in that moment.
Well, you knew it was bad for you.
I was getting annoyed that somebody kept telling me I should have this.
Yeah.
And that this is a deal and we don't have time and you need this. That's the information I started thinking about. Like, look at what they're telling me to do. Why are you telling me to do this?
Why should I go buy your meal deal?
Why right? should I be listening to what you're saying? Why should you be listening to what we're saying? Because I'm going to tell you, don't just take our word for it, do the research. But then there are these things that strip us of our autonomy. Right. And that's a constant feed of misinformation going on.
It is. We're here just to share the information and also say, like you say, don't just take our word for it. Check it out. Look, search for it. Because it's there. I mean, we are just fed so much BS, not just in the food department. We really got to find out, where's this information come from?
It's really important. And that mm-hmm. right there is how you build self-autonomy. When you really do, you know, find the things that aren't funded by the wrong stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big, nobody wants to hear that, especially doctors.
Oh,
I'm going to just say that. I'm just going to say it right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's unfortunate that a lot of doctors will come back at me and say, I went to the greatest schools, I have the greatest degrees, I have all this, so mm-hmm. I know everything.
I'm a doctor.
Well, it's
and
just,
I know.
That's, you just stripped somebody of self-autonomy.
Yeah. Like, you just diminished me to nothingness. What I'm thinking doesn't matter.
It doesn't to them. So, you know, I just keep on going because I know. With real life, I'm not keeping patients coming in over and over and over taking their money.
Exactly.
I'm not prescribing something that is...
that you know they're going to need for the rest of their life. That's except the for opposite. Food, plants, the proper food.
That's the opposite. But when you're told you can't reverse that can't be done, or it's...
Oh, once you're on this medicine, you're going to be on it forever.
We're talking about this every week. This is how people lose self-autonomy.
Stripping your power.
I didn't even know we were going to talk about this in here, but the whole group this morning was like, they just built their self-autonomy. That's mm-hmm. why they're doing so good. There's so much real talk in there. It's not like we're delivering like, do this. It's how to build the habits to make this happen.
Exactly. And we're all coming together talking about it.
It's really eye-opening. It's really inspiring. It's really empowering to see people change their entire life of all ages, prevent disease, reverse disease, and get happy, lose weight, and then have to maneuver through, you know, these types of things that do, people get stuck. Most people are stuck when it comes to this because they've got so much information and they don't know where to go. And that's where this just will build it back up. Exactly. I want to help you. Here's what I want to say. I want to help you. We want to help you build it back up. That's what this is about. We want to help you build that back up no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's build the tools that will change your life.
Definitely. It's not all about the food.
It is not all about the food.
But it is about flipping the switch. You know?
Big time. You come in here, it's going to turn, you know. And when people come in and they're feeling a little, you know, I'll ask them, like, I'll do a range, you know, 1 to 10. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of feedback from people, and it's important. Not everybody is a 10, but there's a lot of them. But you see, we've got such a mature group. It's grown. We've been doing this for a long time, so we've got this down. Yeah. So people who are not feeling good come in. They know. I know this is going to make me feel better.
Exactly.
I know, and every time. I'm always like, how are you feeling now? How is this going for you? Wow, I feel really motivated to hear other people that are going through the same exact stuff. Yeah.
Now I'm a 10. Now I know I'm going in the right direction. I'm doing the right thing. It's awesome. When they feel that.
When you hear people talking about shrinking tumors, getting through the week, avoiding the snack bars at work that are nothing but a bunch of BS. Yep. That's not helping anybody get through the day.
Cookies, muffins, cakes, all the junk that's brought in.
This is about learning.
And I mean, I know people make stuff and do it from their heart, and they just want to come in and share, but it's just not healthy stuff.
It's powerful. It's not like just this static online course of a self-guided program. This is real action people are taking, and it's really inspiring. I don't know. It just keeps me so motivated. It keeps me so inspired. Look at what we've gotten all these people to do together and how it's grown and how it's just blowing up. I mean, we've got a lot of big stuff coming up over here, and
it's awesome.
Just going to keep coming.
I mean, just to hear it all the time, people are like, they really feel like they're living now, you know, they're awesome. Well, I mean, definitely between the daily challenges, Saturday support, the classes and community, you know, the proof is in the pudding, and our pudding's made out of beans, baby.
There it is. It's a lifestyle medicine approach. And this is exactly what it's all about. It's not going to be a one and done. It's going to be a burn and learn.
Yeah, you need to do this. Like, it's for you. That's the best part.
If you're not dopamined up by all the powerful stuff that's going on in here, then let me just tell you, that can go up and higher.
Definitely.
It's got to gamify it. You got to use those tools. And it doesn't just happen overnight. You got to keep going at it like the gym. You don't notice it right away.
Yeah.
But man, are we seeing some stuff.
I know. Speaking of the gym, yeah, I'm a little sore.
Oh.
I've hit it a little bit this week. Same. So.
Well, our birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
Our birthday is coming up in a couple months, so I'm going to I'm going to take this opportunity to gamify.
For the extra motivation of birthday coming up.
Yeah, I want to feel good. It's not about a scale for me. A lot of people ask me that. I don't get on a scale at all.
I'm not even talking about a scale. I don't even know when I've gotten on a scale last, actually.
I just feel better when we should be lifting weights. We should be getting on our bike.
Well, then it's like you're bulking up muscle, and muscle's heavier than fat. So if you're like, I'm going to gym and I'm working out and I'm doing all this stuff and I'm not losing weight. Well, maybe you are losing fat, but you're gaining muscle, so the scale really isn't doing much.
Look at how much weight people are losing week after week after week. It's happening. And if it isn't happening for you now, it's going to happen because that's what the outcome is here. Typical at Plantspiration.
That's right. 1,451.
I can't tell you guys enough. Dopamine is coming in hot. Listen, I already forgot what I was going to say. I was so excited. This hour went by really quick.
We're getting
to the question part now. Great. That's the next thing we have.
I got some questions.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I just don't Thank exactly you guys for being know. Here. I don't know where they're at.
We just want you to get pumped when you listen to this.
Oh, here they are.
We're pumped to come in here. We're pumped to get everybody eating more plants, breaking the myths, breaking the misinformation, and helping people get self-autonomous when it comes to... They're doing it.
Yeah. You know, What keeps you going even when things get tough?
This was a little bit of a tough week. That's a question?
That is a question. What keeps you going when things get tough? Because things get tough for everybody. You're not, you know, over, you know, things get tough for you too. This was a tough week, you said.
I learned to roll with the punches. You know, everything isn't going to be perfect. It is just a work in progress. Immediately when something doesn't go right, I really pay attention to the way I react to it. Like, what am I going to gain? You know, what am I going to learn from this? And just, you know, I'll be able to, I just think about the outcome of everybody doing so good. I don't know what else to say. I mean, I don't want to even give some BS answer. What keeps me going? This.
All the goodness. Seriously. This. Same for me.
There's a lot of yucky stuff going on. Everything isn't perfect. Mm-hmm. But this is how you build self-autonomy. Coming in here and get the dopamine, thinking about all the people texting and writing and coming in every week, losing more weight, learning from the people who are losing weight, mm-hmm. learning from the people who are getting healthier, getting their blood pressure down, right. being more mindful. This is powerful to watch a bunch of people take control of their health, take control of their life. So I could talk about that for 3 hours
straight. That's what's awesome about it, because everybody coming in there, it's like, well, you're actually talking to the people that are losing the weight, that are doing better, that are doing breathing and gratitude and journaling and just sleeping
They're
better,
not alone.
Eating better.
They're not alone, and it isn't a static, self-guided program. That's not right. what I mean by self-autonomy.
No.
This is hands-on. How did mm-hmm. this is how this works.
This so. Is where you learn that, I think, really.
Well, absolutely.
I mean, just everything about it is amazing.
Well, thanks.
You got to get into Plantspiration.
It matters. If you're sick of being sick, if you're sick of trying to do this alone, if you're struggling with reaching your goals because of limiting beliefs, misinformation, analysis, paralysis, not really sure where to begin, not really sure how to start. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are going to call me up and go, okay, I'm ready for my first call with you.
Yeah.
I need a menu. I need this. I cannot wait to show you mm-hmm. how much better this is going to feel when you try this.
Yeah. You're not just getting, here's a bunch of paper, here, go home and figure it
it's
out.
It's not what you
Read
think.
Through this and then...
Check it out. Know, if you're sick
of
being sick.
You'll be in for a 6-week program or something for $3,000.
What? No.
It's ridiculous.
I want to help a million people for $100, not 100 people for $1 million. Mm-hmm. It's important people hear that too. I'm very passionate about what I do.
Yes. We
that dopamine
are passionate
can go up
here.
And higher.
Let me say...
another question,
here
please.
You go. What's the biggest lesson you've learned about each other since going plant-based?
This is a great question. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, certainly.
You need to think about it for a second, don't you?
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
Repeat the question.
What's the biggest lesson you've learned about each other since going plant-based?
People can change. People can change.
Yeah. Well, that's
speaking
a good
of
one.
Speaking of things that we hear in inherent unhealthy behaviors, I used to say all the time, because I heard people say it all the time, you know, people don't change. People don't change. People are never going to change. You know, once of this, always of this. People can never change.
Yeah.
That was ingrained in my mind, and I believe that. You get stuck right there.
Yeah, definitely.
But we just hear constantly every day the change that's going on, which started with the things we did. And knowing how much that we've changed and learned how to listen better, learned how to communicate better.
Yeah.
I didn't even know we had it in us. People can change.
Yeah, I
for
mean,
the better.
Oh, most certainly. Well, yeah.
For the better.
Definitely. I mean, I totally agree with that. I mean, the biggest lesson I've learned.
Everybody.
I mean, yeah, we're just doing this together. It was like, what was the biggest lesson? I think that, gosh, it's really a hard question for me, because it's like,
repeat
everything
the question.
Is better. Like, what's the biggest lesson you've learned? The lesson is...
About me.
Yeah, I know. You know, I don't know. The biggest lesson is... I didn't know you're so damn smart, I think.
Aww.
You really went to another level when you started eating plants and really got that, you know, brain functioning, even like, it's like, wow. You just like went after what you're going after. Like, I'm going to start this business. I'm going to name it Plantspiration. I'm holding back tears. I'm just, yeah.
That means so much. And I just want to tell you, if when we're talking about things that we learned, I learned the same about myself.
Yeah.
I learned the same, and same for you.
Yeah.
Look at what we're learning. Look at what we're learning and turning over here.
Seriously.
We're learning to be better humans. Mm-hmm. We're learning to be more empathetic, more compassionate, more understanding.
Yeah.
Because we've been there.
Yeah, exactly.
Gosh, you're of a clump too.
Yeah, I had to go through a lot.
I had to shut my mouth a minute and let you think. I know I'm always like, so I let it breathe. Do we have time for one more?
I think so. I think, yeah, why not?
Go ahead. I like, actually, hey, this is our
show. We can do whatever the hell we want.
We came in here so fast. We are, like we said, we really tried. We don't edit. So we're just showing you how we're learning to get through this and being honest and transparent and, you know, hey, we're doing what we love and this is how we're doing it. So give us the questions,
well,
John.
Yeah, break definitely. It out. Well, I'm just looking at something here. How do you deal with criticism or negativity from others about your lifestyle?
How do I deal with it all the time. So I love this question. How do you deal with
criticism or negativity from others about your lifestyle?
It doesn't bother me.
Right,
I get it, because I used to be the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think the same way, exactly, from my stripped self autonomy. I thought people couldn't change. Mm-hmm. I thought heart disease was a genetic disorder.
And I thought it mattered what other people thought.
Exactly. I would never be here today doing what I'm doing if I worried about everything I posted, what people thought of me.
That's all you used to worry about.
Yeah, well, maybe they think about me that way because of something that they learned that wasn't right.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't even know. People don't like me because I'm talking about plants. Well, if you don't like me for helping people learn how to reverse disease, I don't care.
It's not a me problem.
I don't
problem.
Even want to say I don't care, because that's not how I would talk. Like, no, that doesn't bother me is what I mean by
but
that.
But it's not your problem.
Right. I care enough to say, that sucks that you feel that way. Yeah. Please keep watching. Please keep listening. You know, and hopefully
email me and we'll...
Yeah,
get you in the class.
Get to know me here. Get to know me before you judge me, I guess.
Yeah, really.
You know, seriously, so how do I deal with that? It depends. Sometimes I do feel a little bit like, oh, I want to. This doctor has no idea. So how can I kind of say like, hey, I get it, but I don't, because I didn't go to medical school. But I like to just try to say I understand. You know. That information, my doctor was telling me this, but I found out, you know, in this study or that, they just shut it down. They're just like, what? They just,
oh man.
So I've learned, I tried, you know. I'm just going to keep, look at what we've got going on over here. We're reversing disease left and right. It has not just been over the past 18 weeks. It's been over the past 10, 12 years.
Yeah, exactly.
My first person I helped reverse type 2 diabetes was in, I think 2000.
I don't know, 15 or something?
17. I mean, it was in 2017. But there were people doing stuff before that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so it really doesn't bother me because
we helped a lot of people, even right in the beginning.
Right away.
You know?
People started eating more fruits and vegetables.
In 2013, yeah, they were doing better and losing weight and everything. And then, you know, you go back to eating, how you doing?
Well, it just happened, but... Well, it does. I don't let it bother me. In the beginning, I definitely didn't know how to handle it. This is all new to me. I didn't go to school to learn how to be a CEO entrepreneur. Well, yeah. Hey, no this doubt. Is how you handle when people start talking on
when people start telling you, that's BS. You can't reverse this or that. And well,
you know what?
You had to get edumacated to.
I guess. I mean,
but like
they don't
I say,
have to believe it, but seeing is believing over here. So you might want to do a double
that's
take.
Right. That's right.
Because these numbers don't lie.
No. Proofs in the pudding.
Yeah. Next. Throw another next. One at me.
All right. One more.
I'm going to let these guys rock out of here. Make it a good one. That's a lot. People just keep going.
What's the biggest myth about plant-based eating that people still believe?
That it's a diet. That it's healthy. And that you have to cut calories in order to lose weight.
Yeah. Like you're not... Like, you can't just survive on plants.
I'm not going to stop. That it limits you from the foods that you eat. that it's unhealthy. I mean, the myths go on and on. Is that what the question was?
Yeah.
Say it again.
And what was the biggest myth about plant-based eating that people still believe?
That you need a recipe to make it happen.
Yeah. Right?
That you need a recipe to make it happen. So that's all I have to say about that. The myths are never ending. If you're still scrolling through the internet looking for a recipe, stop. Take a class. All the monies go right back into helping other people, saving more lives. Take a class and you're going to see really quick how to get motivated, how to break those myths. We are very fluent and knowledgeable in whole food plant-based nutrition and the extensive scientific evidence that goes into it. And we bring it into our classes every week. So
every week, every day too, to our community.
And we understand those myths because we believe them too.
Yeah.
But, you know, we know we were stripped of that self-autonomy.
That's
we got told by the doctors who were taught by the pharmaceutical industry, who we see on the TV and the news that is funded by more things. Nobody out there is going to tell you that you should eat whole food plant-based nutrition on TV to reverse disease. So we're going to do it right here and tell you, you know, get on the plants.
Yep.
Start learning how to do it right. And
if you are on medicines, you know, you do got to see your doctor and say, yeah, I'm doing this.
This
and,
is so powerful, by the way, like you warnings, have to see your doctor. We're teaching people how to do it. So making these behavior changes and actually getting healthy. So I guess that's a wrap.
Yeah, I think we're
I'm thinking about a wrap too.
A wrap, yeah. Addie actually had one earlier. She didn't even know.
Put a little hummus on it, throw a little bit of spinach, a little bit of carrots, some cucumbers, whatever you like in there. And when you're eating like that, okay, you can eat all you want because that's your body's going to love you. You guys, nothing but a bunch of dopamine that can go up and higher. Keep being the inspiration the world needs to see. Focus on your micro wins and the things that are going right. And really do some critical thinking about where you're getting your information from and how that is turning out for other people.
That's right. You crushed this week. Have a good one.
All right. We love you guys. See you next week for more crushing it.
Peace.